on Friday, I was at Gokwe, and I managed the four NDC members who are in Gokwe Hospital. Two were banned, sadly banned from head to west. One, I can recall his name is Nomo Jukwa, was badly banned from head to toe. He says he had ZANU-PF marauding youth approaching his home and he sought refuge in his granary. They managed to note that he made at the granary and they set it alight and started singing host surrounding the granary so that he could not come out. The whole structure bent until it collapsed over his body. Now, I believe you are aware that the MTC has twice tried to rescue these people by sending ambulances to Gokwe Hospital. The doctor who is attending to these people would immediately send the CIO at Gokwe to frustrate the rescue.
Why are they not receiving any medical attention?
Because of two reasons, Mr. Jonga. The first reason could be either that Gokwe has no tablets or medicines at all, or there's a deliberate effort to deny them that medical treatment.
How is the situation with regards to violence in Gokwe?
Violence has increased. It has increased so substantially from the 27th of June. I would mention Gokwe Kabu Union and Gokwe Lembuzia. As I speak to you, about 20 MDC members from Gokwe Kabu Union are in custody at Gokwe Remand Prison. More continue to come by the day. There seems to be indiscriminate effort to detain or enclose anyone who is known as an MDC activist. And the group that is carrying out these arrests are mostly soldiers led by one major Mpofu. They just go into the villages, raid anyone who is suspected to be an MDC member, beat them thoroughly before they knock them over to the police.